Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome back. It's been a minute since I had a solo episode, but there's a special reason for that. Shout out to Grant Henry yesterday, and shout out to Evening Conversations because that's about to be the next big thing. I'm telling y'all, it's about to be great. If y'all don't know what that is or who Grant Henry is, please make your way over there and check him out. You can find him if you search simply Evening Conversations with Grant Henry on Anchor or any streaming outlet, because he is on every streaming outlet. And you will be very, very impressed, engaged, and intrigued with the fact that you can just listen to somebody's story pretty much. And it's cool because I was given the honor to be the first person that he had on the show, and it was definitely nice to be on the other side of the fence for once, instead of just being the interviewer and be now I became the interviewee. So that was just it was really nice, and I really recommend y'all go over there and check that out. So plug out the way. Now we heading for the outlet. So on that episode, Grant actually asked me an extremely perplexing question. He said, "What is my idea of heaven?" Pretty much like, what is heaven to me, and what does that look like to me? And I was really stunned because I really didn't have an answer for it, and it was something I've really never thought about or kind of had a or kind of solidified a vision for heaven or what heaven looked like. And I really couldn't give a straightforward answer. I was always taught going through church and everything that the roads would be paved with gold, and that the Bible speaks about having gold pretty much everywhere. And somewhere along the way, I heard that we'd have mansions and stuff. I don't know. I don't remember where I got that from, but that would be nice because I want a mansion. And I kind of made my own conclusion. So before I get there, I'm going to say, first off, you don't have to believe in God. You don't have to be a Christian. I don't call myself a Christian. I call myself a believer in God and a believer in Jesus, because Christianity has a lot of negative connotations just historically. And still to this day, we have people like Westboro Baptist, and they just give Christianity a bad name. So I'm not even for titles. I'm just about building that relationship with my Savior. And secondly, if you don't believe in a spiritual realm, honestly, I don't want to tell you're wrong, but I feel like you just need to open your mind to the chance that there is something that you can't see, that there's an intangible force around you, because there's just too many things in this world that are you can't explain them with science. And I'm sorry, but it's just the way it is. And I don't have all the answers at all, but I know for a fact that there's something bigger than us. Something has to be bigger than us. Something has to be orchestrating all this. We can't just be roaming around here with no idea how we got here, you know what I mean? It has to be deeper. If there's science that we can use and apply to figure out everything and make sense, then somebody has to surely have that same logic and thinking for us. So, I don't know. That's just how I look at it. And like I said, I feel like you're just being closed-minded intentionally if you feel like there isn't a such thing as spirits or just anything. And yeah, it can be scary. Spirits can be scary, but it's all about how you navigate through the spiritual realm. And if you're listening to this and you think I'm crazy, or you think, whoa, like, why is Alex talking about this? This isn't what he really talked about on any episode. I've just been listening to my man 19 Keys, and he is one of the highest thinkers I've ever listened to in my entire life, and he really ascends this regular dimension. He really lives in the astral plane, and he just breaks paradigms, and he's just on such a higher level of thinking that I really felt like I was doing a disservice by not really talking about the spiritual realm with y'all, or even engaging that idea or that type of facet, because it definitely is another part of the equation, and we all go through the same life, the same world, where the realm is around us, and there's nothing we can do to change it. All we can do is learn about it, learn to adapt, learn to engage, and learn to use it to our advantage. And there's things as the laws of attraction, and there are rules of power. People even talk about third eyes, but I don't want to get into that right now. But what I'm saying is, if you feel that way, you feel like I'm just kind of going off the deep end now, then it's cool, because this message wasn't for you then. And I'm sorry that I wasn't able to give you any value from this episode, because you're refusing to kind of see somebody else's point of view or even be open to the possibility of something outside of your traditional thinking. And I feel really sorry for you, because how can you even claim that you want to learn, or how can you say that you have the intention of growing or expanding your knowledge or becoming more wise or doing anything if you're not open to a higher level of thinking? But I'm just gonna sip my chamomile tea that I got chilling right here, so not coming at anybody's neck directly, but I mean, if the shoe fits, I'm sorry. Just sipped on my tea right there. So with that being said, Grant really stumped me, man. And I just ask, and I challenge y'all to really think for yourself. What does heaven look like to you? And heaven doesn't, like I said, heaven doesn't have to revolve around God. If you don't want to if you don't want to revolve it around God, that's fine. I'm choosing to do that for myself. And I just believe that it should be a place where there's no fear. I believe that there's no pain, there's no darkness, there's no sorrow, there's no sadness, there's no tears, there's nothing, there's no evil, no temptation, nothing that would cause you to fall down that path. And it's kind of interesting, since we live in a world where light is balanced by darkness. What does a complete light look like? What does light look like without any shadow? Light should only be amplified if it doesn't have a shadow, right? Because if there's nothing to contrast the light and there's only pure light, is it blinding? Or is it so pure that we need to be in another realm? We need to be in another body and another type of environment for us to even comprehend it, for us to even gaze our eyes upon it, because it's so beautiful and it's so radiant and luminescent that only a pure energy can absorb it, and only a pure energy can even translate it, can even have any contact with it. Thank you, Grant, because this is something I was thinking about a lot today. The goal most humans have, and they don't realize, is that they want to create their own heaven on earth. And I believe it's very possible. I believe the reason why it doesn't happen for most is because their definitions of heaven are misconstrued, and they're filled with materialistic possessions. They're filled with worldly things, and they're not filled with the important things like humanity and being a humanitarian and giving back and loving everyone and paying it forward, teaching others, helping others. I feel like it gets drowned out with having a 4th of July party on a yacht and owning a 5-story mansion and having 10 cars in a 10-car garage and having a personal chef, flying first class, even having a private jet. Things like that are incorrectly prioritized. And I feel that if that's what your goal is, one, you will never find heaven, because how can you find heaven in something that's man-made? See, that's the thing. Humans aren't perfect, and we're nowhere near perfect at all. There's a lot of people, especially in the music industry, that call themselves gods. But if anything, I would say they're more likely to be a Greek god if they want to call themselves a god, because Greek gods are just like humans. Greek gods are imperfect. They screw up and they act just like humans do. And they have flaws. For me, I don't know, and I would love to be engaged in a conversation with whoever wants to talk about this with me, but I just feel like a god should be one that's all knowing, all powerful, all loving, and should be flawless. How can a god make a mistake? I feel like there's levels to being a god, and going throughout history and the different types of gods that we see, depending on what environment you're talking about and what class and where we are, then you can break it down into different subsets and different levels and everything. But if we're talking about one omniscient, I almost said omnipotent. If we're talking about one great big omniscient being, then I feel like they should be flawless and they should be perfect. It just makes sense. Because me, I'm not gonna worship somebody that's not perfect. That's just where I'm at. I'm not gonna bow down and give praise if somebody's not perfect. If somebody hasn't proven to me that they're worth doing that for. It's the same as I'm not gonna respect you if you don't give me a reason to respect you. Just because you have a title, and I said this on Grant's podcast yesterday, and that's how passionately I feel about it. Just because you have a title doesn't mean you deserve anything. And you're not entitled to anything from me. You're not owed anything. Because you went to school for 10 years and you paid all this money, I don't owe you anything. Nowhere in your graduation did you sign a contract, or did I sign a contract that said I owe you some respect? Said because you have doctor in your first name, I need to respect you. No. Because before you were that doctor, you were just like me. Someone that wasn't a doctor. Someone that had a dream of being something. Someone that was on the path, the journey, that was in the process of becoming something. And in your case, you were spending more money than me. But all of our journeys are different. But the thing that we all have in common is that we start as children, we start as babies, and we start as not knowing anything, completely ignorant, only malleable and absorbent to what our families teach us, to what our environment teaches us, what society teaches us. We go to school, our teachers now leave an impression on us. Our peers, our coworkers, when we get jobs, they leave impressions on us, and we just keep getting more and more and more and more influences in our ways of thinking, influences on our perception of what life and reality is. There is no manual, there is no one answer that says, okay, here's the explanation to everything that's ever happened, ever. Nothing. Everything is up to speculation, and everything is up to what you choose to believe in. The thing is, though, for me and for a lot of people, which is also interesting too, people will say they experience things that only reinforce their belief. And so, if me being a believer in God have an experience with God, and likewise, my friend over here who's a Buddhist has an experience in whatever check they go through in Buddhism, and they have a sense of enlightenment or something. who's to say that one is right and one is wrong? Or who's to say that it's not similar or just with different names? I'm pressing a little bit, but what I'm doing here is opening the realm of possibility that we could just be putting up barriers to understanding what exactly we all have internalized in our systems, in our belief systems. And in doing so, it automatically rules out the ability to even give that a chance and hear the other person out. And that comes back to the intentional ignorance, because it's better for some people to not think about certain things. People don't want to talk about things like we're talking about now because it requires a higher level of thinking. It requires more energy, more power from you to process this. It drains you more, and the more you do it, the stronger you get. It's like going to the gym and lifting and building muscle. You're tearing down muscle by gaining muscle. So even talking about this to think and apply and just have that level of understanding, it's taken some brain power from me. I can't even lie. But that's what higher thinking does, and having higher intelligent conversations. It's like a game of chess. Whenever I have an amazingly and immensely intelligent conversation, I love to analyze the person, and if I can predict what they're gonna say, I feel like I'm getting leverage, and it makes me feel like, okay, now I'm fully engaged, I'm tapped in, and I'm vibrating. And now let's talk about vibrations for a little bit. Vibes is such a term that's been diluted and oversaturated by everybody commercializing it and making it seem like, oh yeah, good vibes, bro. Let's listen to some Jason Mraz. Vibes are way deeper than that. Vibes are something that our body is vibrating. It's an energy, an aura. It's a force that we send off whenever we're getting in tune with our spiritual selves and our surroundings. That's how I'm able to have that gift of being able to read and detect people, and to just not analyze and formulate my judgment. And no, I'm not a judgmental person, but I can look at a person and feel what energy they're radiating. For example, when I was sick last week, no, 2 weeks ago, and I went to urgent care on that Sunday, I had great nurses in the beginning, and then the doctor came in and talked to me. But then I had this one nurse, and as soon as she walked through the door, I just felt the negative energy just pulsating. I just felt it just dripping off of her. Drip, drip. Like, I really felt it emanating. And as soon as she opened her mouth, what would you have it? Some negative talk. I don't want to be here. I don't want to do my job. Blah, blah, blah. I decided to become a nurse, but I don't feel like helping people. Blah, blah, blah. I'm extremely thankful for that gift, but it makes you wonder. And here's something that I've been thinking about a lot recently, too, especially shout out to Liz, because as I was talking to Liz, like, just what, on Monday, I think it was Monday morning, she told me, yeah, like, one day, no, not even one day, she was going out to put stuff in her car, and then something inside told her to take the keys out of her purse, and sure enough, she, like, closed the door and locked her car. Her car was locked, and she left her purse inside of her car on accident, but she had her keys outside. And like, what is that? Is that feeling coincidence? Like, what is that? And I was reading a Vice story yesterday about this guy who was dating these cougars
and like I was just seeing what was going on with him. And he said the one woman invited him. He was at her house, and like he, oh no. I think it was actually like the weirdest one night stands. Yeah, it was the weirdest one night stands. So I was reading these stories, and the guy said he went to this woman's house, and like after they got done doing whatever, then she invited him to shower, and something inside of him said, no, don't do it. And sure enough, while he was like hiding in her room, her dad came back, and they got in like some 40-minute argument, and like it was crazy. And what is intuition? Like, what is that? Have you ever thought about that? I have something where I'm able to guess almost like 7 times out of 10. If there's a situation where I can potentially guess something, I feel like I always, almost always get it right whenever I go with my gut. And I have problems sometimes going with my gut or saying it because why would that be right? My one friend Taylor Trent, she even had on her Instagram story. I know it's like kind of random and whatever, but she had on an Instagram story one time. It was a poll, and she was holding up an egg roll, and she was like, "Is this an egg roll or a spring roll?" And I looked at that picture first thing, said egg roll, but I was like, "Eh, it doesn't look like it's that fried, so I'm gonna say spring roll." And sure enough, it was an egg roll. It's like, dude, you know when you go with your gut, you're right, man. And there's times where I go in my gut and I have been wrong, but I feel like that's for anybody. But I really don't remember that many times where I went with the first thing that popped in my head and I was wrong. And I'm just gonna tie that back to life in general. If there's an idea that pops in your head, capitalize on that. And if you don't have the ability to act that out and bring it into existence and execute that idea, then save it, write it down, take a note. All you iPhone users and you Android users, your phone comes built in with a note feature. So just take that extra second and type that down. I regret to this day me being at graduation and not standing up and saying, "I'm about to graduate," and putting it on Snapchat because I had this feeling, just do this, man. But nobody else is really in that type of energy. So I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna be the only one having that energy, and I'm not gonna do it because I'm not gonna get the reaction that I want. And sure enough, there we go. Now I'll never know. And I'm sitting here like, what if? Something that no one wants to ever experience, but here I am experiencing what if, man. But it's all right. I'll get over it in time. I'll get over it in time because we learn from our mistakes. And this is just a general, like I know I started with the spiritual concept, but I just love when I have conversation that flows naturally, and I just feel like we're walking down a road that's leading itself right now. And I always believe that everything that needs to be said will be said. I ask God to help me say what needs to be said to those that need to hear it, and those that need to hear it will be listening. That's an amazing thing, a purely beautiful thing. And I just want to challenge y'all once again, man. If you're only thinking about what you want for dinner, or you're thinking about that car you want, I saw a BMW i8 today, and that thing was crazy. I never even seen that before. Electric car, crazy sports car. I looked that price up today. It was like $147,000. Saw it in person, but kept it pushing. I mean, I admired for a little bit, but I didn't say, "Wow, I gotta have this car. I gotta have this car." No. I will say up and down that I want a Tesla, not because Teslas are this exotic car and they're crazy or whatever. I want a Tesla because it's an electric car and it's sustainable. And I don't want to put fumes into the air anymore. I don't want to do that. I don't want to deplete our ozone and emit carbon emissions. I want to promote life and longevity. That's what my reason is. And knowing what your reason is important. If you're feeling like you can't believe in something or you can't even question, okay, well, maybe there is another realm, maybe there's another dimension. Why? Why do you feel that way? What is holding you back from having these conversations? Is it because the mass doesn't have them and because the vast majority of people don't know or don't want to have these conversations? You feel like you'd be an outsider or you'd be an outcast or you'd be weird for having these conversations? Conversations like this, I've had so many lives impacted. Just me talking about things that people don't talk about every day with ordinary people. I mean, I'm an ordinary guy myself. But like Drake said, man, I'm not even at my highest level yet. We ain't reached the peak yet. And I would like to believe that there is no peak. I would like to believe that all we can do is get better. I don't say I have a peak. I'm not gonna plateau. I'm gonna keep on pushing. And I hope y'all do the same, man. And realize how important your mind plays in your daily activities and your daily perceptions of what life is. If your mind is so set on this sucks, my job sucks, my house sucks, my money sucks, my life sucks, then your life is gonna suck. You're fixated on that. I even caught myself today. After I used the bathroom, I was just like on Instagram looking at Juju Smith. And just looking at some other people, I was looking at Lil Tay, and I'm just like, why does this girl have 2 million views on one video and she's 9 years old, doesn't have a job? Like, what? And then she says she wants to do music, she's getting this own TV show. I'm just sitting here, like, really trying to fight this anger. And it's not coming from a place of hate, it's coming from a place of jealousy, and it sucks. But that's what social media does. I'm not saying social media is horrible. I'm saying social media has the ability to drag you down if you let it. And if you misuse it and you're not aware, you need to always be cognizant and aware. And that's straight up. I don't want to say you need, like, I have all the answers, but that's just from my own personal experience. If you're going on social media and you don't have an intention, that's with anything. If you don't know what your intention is, it's easy for you to get sucked in, easy for you to get trapped, easy for you to get stuck, easy for you to get in a rut, easy for you to get upset. Because you have no foundation, you have nothing to hold you down. Having something to hold you down is important. And knowing why you came in the first place is important. Going to school, how do you sit in class if you don't even know why you're in class? Why am I here? How hard would it be for you to stay engaged at a food bank? Let's just say that. Let's say you are or a soup kitchen. Let's say you're in a soup kitchen, you're working in a soup kitchen every night from 6 to 8. In soup kitchen, you're not getting paid. It's volunteer work. Let's just say that you don't have a real reason for yourself. You went because your friend has a reason for themselves, and they made you feel guilty because you're looking at their life, watching them. And they're doing this great thing and they're doing such a great deed. Now you feel like you need to do it. And when they ask you, hey, so why do you work at a soup kitchen? And you really don't even know why, or you're not getting enjoyment from it, it's time to really ask yourself that question.
What's my why? What's my purpose? Why am I here? A purpose is something that you should be fixated. I don't know what's going on with me and my syllables and my enunciations, but a purpose is something that you should be fixated on. Something that gives you a fulfillment, that makes you feel whole, and it helps you to not care what others think, because you know you're utilizing all of your being and all of your capabilities to be engaged and to be one with this purpose. Your purpose could be bartending. Your purpose could be teaching people how to write better. Your purpose could be public speaking. It could be anything. If you want to be a police officer, yeah, that's what your purpose could be. Defending and helping protect others and putting your life on the line. If that's your purpose, by all means, man. All that is what'll keep you going every day. That's what'll keep you able to wake up at 6:30 and start that day. Instead of Joe Schmo, who's waking up at 10:30, getting that extra sleep, going to work, hates his job, complains to his coworkers, comes home, complains, eats dinner, goes to sleep, and repeats the process with no intention of getting out of that cycle. Catch 22. You feel like you get somewhere, but you're not going anywhere. I read online all the time that insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. I would like to say for that, if you only haven't been reaping results, or if there's not the best opportunity to get results from it. Because I feel like a lot of people could take that for anything. And if you, that there's a difference between being insane and failing at something and not giving up. I feel like those are two different things. That's what I'm trying to say. So just addressing that devil's advocate before anybody else could. And man, if you just believe you can, you really can, man. You speak it into existence. That's the thing. Y'all don't realize the power of your words. Each letter, each phrase, each syllable, it goes together for a reason in perfect unison that allows us to convey a message and express how we're feeling. We're using our tongue, our part of our organ. That's our body. Our body is communicating physically, getting a point across where you're able to receive it. Now there's giving and receiving, which is going through any age. That could be from just giving to, if you want to break down male and female, it's something that's in our hierarchy. It's just in everything. It's natural. It's a natural concept, and there's power in that. And words can cut down people. Words can build things up. Words can create and words can destroy. Words can bring pain and words can bring joy. Words bring love and words can spew hate. Words are one of the most powerful things that we have at our disposal. And one of the most powerful things that are just here in this universe. And it really is a freedom. Especially when you're able to say what you want, written in government constitution, you're pretty much all powerful. You can't be told what to say and what not to say. You can't be stopped. Right? So now you're pretty much unsupervised with one of the most powerful things in this universe. Ain't that crazy? But y'all just talk, man. Y'all just talk. A lot of y'all just talk. And don't even think. Don't even think before you speak, man. This episode isn't to just call out people. This episode is to just bring it to reality, man. Like, I'm here to shed ignorance and bring light. And help you to ascend your level of thinking and to help you cultivate that winning state of mind. We're here to
grow our garden. We're here to reap the fruits of our labor. We're not here to just talk and dilly-dally and stay where we started. We're here to grow, baby. We're here to keep making strides towards our goals, and we're here to write down goals, make them, and make some more. Because small wins add up to the big ones. $100, you can break that down to 100 singles. And look at that. All a dollar is 100 pennies. See? A poor person, I feel like, looks at $100 as $100. But I feel like a wealthy person looks at $100 as 100 singles. Because as long as you can get 100 singles, you can get $100. It's harder for you to get $100 bill than it is for you to get 100 singles. Think about it. You could buy water and sell bottles of water for $1 a piece. If that's what you, if you lived in an area or something, or you were in an area where there was no other competing water service, you buy 100 bottles of water for what? $6, $7, $8, however much, 10 max probably. You spent $10, you sell every single bottle of water, you made $100 in a day. You made $90 profit. How easy was that? Instead of trying to sell all that water for $100 to one person, you broke it down into smaller increments, and now you've achieved a bigger goal. That person trying to sell that same water for $100, they'll be there all day. Because it's working smarter, not harder. That's what it's all about, man. Putting that brain to good use, and now I'm able to bring it full circle, because if you're not putting your biggest muscle, your brain, to where it needs to be, and you're not elevating it to the plane that it deserves to be, you're doing yourself a disservice. And please, I just really challenge all of y'all. Just give that mindset a change. Just give it a try. Just try to see all points of view going forward, and really think, because this whole episode started from me not even thinking about what heaven would look like to me. So what does heaven look like to you? What does the spiritual realm look like to you? What does the intangible look like to you? What is it? Do you just roll with it? Do you just let it come to you naturally, or do you actively sit down and think about it? And mold your own perception. I'll never forget the day when I finally watched Inception, and it changed my life, and it made me think about dreams in such a different way. That's how I found out what lucid dreaming was, and I'm not really a lucid dreamer. But I know people that do lucid dream. And being able to control your dreams, that's no joke. That's your realm. That's your place, your reality. And you shape it. So just keep that mind open and be malleable and be soaking up all knowledge that comes your way. I just challenge that, man. And I really strongly believe that not only will you grow as a person, but you'll feel more connected to that person, and they'll come back to you. Even there's a chance even before you come back to them, trying to follow up. Hey, that was a great conversation. I heard you on The Winning State of Mind. Do you want to talk about it? Because that's happened to me. It's happened to me where people have heard my podcast and they want to talk to me about it. And look at that. I've given myself an outlet for open discussion, to encourage dialogue with with strangers pretty much, and now I'm able to build relationship. Beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. So that was 40 minutes right there. That was some good stuff. Once again, shout out Grant, man, for just really picking my brain and making me even ponder that thought, that idea, because it really was something that I haven't thought about or came to a conclusion about. So that's all I got for y'all today, man. And stay tuned, because on Thursday and just going forward, man, I got a lot of great episodes coming. A lot of great material coming. A lot of great content coming. So I don't want to give away too much sauce. We're going to keep some of that on DL. But I'm really excited for what's ahead, yo. I really am. And I believe that the energy that I want is attracting to me, and we're out here making moves, man, and we're only going up. We're not going down. We're not taking step backs. We're not taking step backs. We're only taking floaters. Yep, there you go. Look, correct my mistakes. We're only taking floaters. We're only going forward with that. Runners. You feel me? We're only moving forward, man. But for those who listen, thank you. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on another episode, and I will have a special guest, so stay very, very tuned, y'all. And this has been The Winning State of Mind with Alex Davis. Open your mind. And that's it. Open your mind and be open to a different possibility. Okay? So, yeah. Y'all have a good night. Get out of here. I'm going to talk to y'all on the next one. Peace.